You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, everyone, shut up and look at me.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
The less I know about other people's affairs, the happier I am. I'm not interested in caring about people.
Isaac Rock.
I once worked with a guy for 3 years and never learned his name. Best friend I ever had. We still never talk sometimes.
Jason Sukanik.
I also think it's pointless for a human to paint scenes of nature when they could just go outside and stand in it.
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
Please do not misinterpret the fact that I am talking right now as genuine interest. End of speech.
The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday. We are your sports bros, Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac.
Sada.
Hi. And there's Big Souk right over there looking.
By the way, going back to something we talked about, you're an old bastard. Carol O'Connor.
Carol O'Connor.
Archie Bunker.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
4 years younger than you when he played Archie Bunker.
That is so wild to me because when I picture him, I'll have to go back and look at videos.
Yeah, you picture an old ass white haired
dude. He looks 65.
46 years of
age. If not 70.
46 years of age.
What's his name again?
Carol O'Connor. O'Connor. Sorry, not O'Connell.
That dude's name was Carol?
Carol. Carol O'Connor. 46 years old, all in the family. He was Archie Bunker.
So what years? Is that the
70s? 1971. In 1971, he was actually, I think, 45 when he shot the pilot, but it was 46 when it premiered, it sounds like.
Boy, that's wild. I'm looking at him. Okay, so I can kind of see it now, but he was silver. He had gray.
Yes.
But I can see, I don't know, he's one of those guys that's just always looked old.
Yes. Well, people used to age differently than
they smoked. And
we're all vampires now. If you want to feel worse than that, you remember Cocoon, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Wilford Brimley during Cocoon?
That. Yeah.
Younger than you.
Yeah. I've heard that, which is equally.
If you want to feel more depressed, look up Wilford Brimley in Cocoon and realize that he younger than you.
Well, that makes me feel good because I'm gray, but I don't look that bad, do I?
He was a year older than
me. Depends on the day.
During when he filmed that. It's just.
That is great. Yeah. You're saying that. Okay. I want everyone right now to Google Wilford Brimley Cocoon. And there's he's got the fedora on and he's got the stash and everything.
Yep, the glasses.
You're telling me.
Yes.
That in that photo.
48 years
old. Or those photos of screen grabs of Cocoon, he's 48?
48 years old. Came out when he was 49, filmed when he was 48.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
I think it's a testament to
better living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We look way better.
Yeah.
You and I.
There's just better things.
I mean,
look, I don't know.
I'm trying to tell myself that?
I don't know what to tell you.
Don't we?
I'd like to think that I don't look like Wilford Brimley, but I don't know, man.
Well, I'm not saying you look like him, but no, you don't look old. What are you, 47?
I'm 47.
You don't look old.
I don't.
The only reason I look old is because I'm gray.
Well, I got a lot of white and I'm bald.
You're bald, yeah.
Here's the thing is like, you can't say that you don't look old. You need third party confirmation. Right. It's like you saying,
hey, Buckley, who looks older, me or Sook?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't think it was that close. I thought for sure it was me. It's probably
Sook, right? I mean, it's different because you have the graying factor, which you wouldn't be able to. I mean, Sook's getting some of it in his beard. Mm-hmm. And if he had a head of hair that had gray in it, it might be closer. I think the edge probably goes to you being older because of the gray.
Well, that's the right
answer. But you don't, I mean, but like you look at your faces and you're about on even footing here.
I think he just called me hot.
Oh, hey. Well, if I shaved my beard, I would
Why do you think I'm here? Both of you are hot.
I would look younger if I shaved my beard.
Yeah, I think we all would. Yeah, I mean, I certainly would because my beard's gray.
Yes. Well, believe me, my beard is getting there too. So, and I'm bald and I got wrinkles around my eyes.
Let's shave our beards.
No.
Tomorrow, Aylin A will show up without beards.
When's the last time you shaved?
Dude, my wife asked me that the other day. Yeah. It's been many years. I could probably go back and look at pictures.
Yeah.
It's probably been over 10 years.
Yeah, pre-pandemic for me.
Yeah, because we're all.
Do you remember when beards used to be viewed like?
Oh yeah,
like you were hiding something.
Yes,
everybody has a beard now.
Well, kids and dogs are naturally. They've done studies. They're scared of beards.
Yeah,
yeah. Kids
are stupid.
Well, and even now, like politicians, for the most part, like people, they find beards to be like untrustworthy.
Except for my doppelganger, J.D. Vance.
That's true.
Well, you do look like J.D. Vance.
Yeah. That's right.
The Mormon Church, we weren't allowed to have beards in positions of authority. Yeah.
Yankees couldn't have beards until recently.
Yeah. And even then, it's still well-trimmed, well-groomed.
I always love it's just like an old person thing.
YouTube calling for Rob to bring back the soul patch.
Oh, I remember those
days. Well, if I shave my beard, I will.
Just leave the soul
for
patch.
For a day.
I'd like to see you with just a mustache.
You know, I did that in Italy.
Yeah.
But we were there long enough that it blended back in. But yeah. I did rock that on.
That's the last time I did that is we were having like a, it was a themed birthday party and it was like a trailer park trash mystery theme.
Yeah.
And so I like shaved my beard into this crazy horseshoe Fu Manchu chop thing. And I just had to get rid of it at the end of the weekend.
Oh,
and so,
oh, really?
I mean, it was okay. I think I actually shaved the bottom parts off and left the mustache and let the beard grow back in, and this is 6 years ago.
Big Zook had a mustache at one time.
Uh-huh. I had a handlebar mustache.
Yeah.
I had a handlebar mustache. I did a curly bill, turned up the edge mustache.
It wasn't a bad look for you. Yeah. You should do that.
Like, when you're bald,
you gotta mix it up.
You gotta mix it up. Otherwise, you just end up looking like a penis.
Well, and I think you know that my white privilege took me to the Royal Ascot horse races in England. And for that event where it was required to wear a top hat and coattails, I lost the beard and curled up the mustache with mustache wax for that one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun every now and then to, you know, it's your new fun to be a guy sort of facial hair do.
Yeah.
You got to, you know, sprinkle some in there.
Well, we've blown a segment.
Yes, we have.
On nothing.
Well, I just wanted to confirm the Archie Bunker thing.
I think the Wilford Brimley is actually worse.
Yeah,
now,
that one's
now
worse.
Now that I look at the photos.
Yeah.
God.
Both younger than you.
I wonder how long we would have lived had we lived 150 years ago, you know?
Not long.
I'd be dead by now?
Probably.
Probably.
It was the olden days.
Yeah.
When you think about it, I've talked with my kids about this, that if we lived 100 years ago, two of my kids would be dead because they both had medical things that would have killed them.
Right.
You know, they both ended up with like really bad infections that they both hospital stays and both would have been dead. 100%. Because that was like in the old days, you had to have 9 kids because like 6 of them were going to die. So you had to have some kids out there working the field.
You'd be out there toeing the land, wallowing in your bottle.
That's the thing is, you didn't even get a chance to mourn. Like, your kid would die, and you're like, well, that's sad. All right, back to plowing the field.
This field ain't going to harvest itself.
Exactly. That's just the way. There was no time off for
you
grief.
You can't cry.
No.
You can't harvest the field with grief.
You can't grieve.
Dude, I don't know if you had this, but my grandfather, one Newell K. Brown, dude, he had stories from back in the day that were just... He had one of those where he lost brothers and sisters, and it's just, you would think that, like, I don't know, like they got into a, they had like a family pet that like passed away. And even then, I think that was too much grief for him. He's like, my little brother. He's like, whatever. So, things
just
to do.
Another in a long line of death.
Yeah. He just didn't care. His dad's out there fighting in a couple wars and
desensitized.
He had a dirt floor in Utah. He just was a, It was the hardened time back then. They just didn't care. And when he would tell those stories to you,
well, it was normal.
Yeah, it was like this. These horrific details of his life that would just shock you. And then he realized he was telling it to you like he was telling you that he was going to go get a glass of water. It's very matter of fact.
Yeah.
No
yeah,
emotion.
The emotions are way down in there.
Oh yeah.
You know, they're shoved so far down.
Shoved way down.
They don't come out.
No.
Well, I can tell you that we will be out in the wild tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll be at Tom's Watch Bar at Alinea Casino. So come join us from 3 to 7.
Watch a little Thursday night football and maybe play some bets.
Yeah. I already got a bet from a duck honk friend of mine that he wants me to place for him while I'm up there. He
like
wants
futures bet or?
Yeah, he wants the Ducks to win the Big Ten plus 400.
Oh, I saw that last night. I was looking at some futures last night. I made a wager today. It's not on the Ducks to win the conference, but it is Ducks futures related.
I'll tell you right now.
Win the title? What's the
think individually based?
Oh, Dante Moore.
That's right.
Heisman.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take a look. Well, by the way, he's like fourth now up to the odds.
Yeah.
I got 13-1, which seemed like really good value right now.
I want to take a look at the Penn State line because I've already planted my flag. Oregon's going to beat Penn State in 3 weeks.
Do they have a look ahead line?
Yep, 4.5 in favor of Penn State.
Wow.
I would take that right
still
now if I can find it. Yes.
I will be laying a nice little chunk of change tomorrow down on the Ducks. They will beat Penn State.
Tell you what, I have one other thing to tell you, and it's unfortunate, but it's okay. We understand. Dan Lanning will not be on the show tomorrow. Yeah.
They are traveling a day early to go to Northwestern.
So we can't get him this week, but he'll be back at his regular time, Thursdays at 4 next week. All right, coming up next, back to our College Football Wednesday waffles. We will look at the Heisman odds, and would Oregon State have cratered this bad if Jonathan Smith were still there? Next on 105.1 The Fan.
DJ,
well, Trent Bray is taking a lot of heat for the Beavers.
It's not going good down in Corvallis. It's about to get worse.
But is it all his fault? Someone asked a good question on the text line about Oregon State. And do you think, considering the Pac-12 situation and everything that's gone on with the Beavers, even if Jonathan Smith had stayed, are they...
They're better off, but it would still be a rough
It's not, goal. Yeah. I was going to say, it's like, I mean, sure, I think their team looks better.
Yes.
With Smith as the head coach over Bray, but how much better? I mean, like,
well,
I don't know how much he could have saved.
Does Child stick around? Do you stave off some of the mass defections?
You might keep Child. Sounds like he liked Jonathan Smith.
He liked Jonathan Smith.
But you also have to come up with money to
You
got to
come up with money. But, you know, they've done an okay job. They kept Martinez for a little bit. You know, they went out and spent money on Malik Murphy, who, you know, from a stat standpoint, last week was solid. So they've for what they have to work with, they've done an okay job coming up with NIL in the face of adversity. And Jonathan Smith was a team builder. He ran a good offense. So, I mean, and a lot of the coaching staff obviously went with him. They would have been in much better shape. I just think Trent Bray isn't over his head. I don't think he's a well-liked guy. I think he's rubbing people the wrong way, and they're not winning. So, I just feel very strongly that this would be a much better situation had Jonathan Smith stayed. But would it be great? No. But remember, this was a team that was telling people, hey, with the schedule we have these next 2 years and with the resources we have and with the advantage we have over our competition from a talent standpoint and resources, it's not as if they're playing in the Big Ten. There's no excuse for Oregon State to be losing the games that they're losing. They have now lost to Fresno State. They got beat by Nevada. They were shut out by Air Force, for God's sakes. Whatever you think of where Oregon State's at, from a talent standpoint and a resources, you are better than these schools, which is why when I looked at this schedule this year, the Cal game was the one that I was like, oh, we'll see. Everyone thought that they were, you know, going to take care of Cal. Cal whooped their ass. But the Fresno game, that's a prime example. There's no excuse for losing that game. Like it, going into the new Pac-12, you thought that Boise, Washington State, and you would kind of be the torchbearers for that. And I think in less than in a year and a half, I feel like all the advantages that you had going into that conference, you've kind of pissed them away, which is why you've got to find a way to stabilize this. These next 2 weeks are going to be tough. There's nothing you're going to do about that. But those finals, those final eight games, there's not a team on the schedule that should overwhelm you. And so you got to start stacking some wins and start mending some relationships with kids, with coaches. Because what you can't do is have the fans turn into apathy, all the local coaches turn their back on you, and the kids locally that you're going to rely on to kind of be that foundation of your program, you know, because you're going to have to get some of those local kids. You can't afford to turn those people away. And that's my fear with Bray. Hello. Is that that's where this is going.
Hey, bring back Mike Riley. What do you think about that? Still around?
Well, and again, I understand why you went with Trent Bray, but I think that's one of the problems is I think Oregon State is trying to hold on to the past as opposed to trying to look and find something for the future. And again, I look no further than Washington State, who lost their guy and went through a very similar situation. They found an innovative coach out of South Dakota, and they're sitting at 2-0 and are not having these discussions.
But what if they lose to North Texas this week?
Well,
because they're underdogs.
They're underdogs.
So
I mean, look, it's a tough spot to be in regardless. And like you said, Washington State Dickert left, and he said all the right things about I'm not going anywhere and 10 toes down. He took the first train out of town and went to Wake Forest. Make no mistake, no one has had a rougher go these last 2 years than Washington State and Oregon State. But it feels like you're taking a bad situation and you're making it worse. And he has to find a way to stabilize this and not let this thing go into the side of the mountain. And you got NIL people that are bitching and complaining. You know, people that are writing letters criticizing leadership from top to bottom. I mean, it's just bad. And no, I don't think all that would be happening had Jonathan Smith stayed.
Someone on the text line says Smith could be available soon. Really?
No, I mean, it's not going great at Michigan State, but he's got a pretty big deal.
And he's not coming back. He's going to stay in the Power Four. He's not coming. He's not going back down a level.
Aren't they 2-0?
I think they're 1-1.
I thought they won that game.
Did they win?
Yeah, the overtime game. They beat Boston College.
Oh, well, then they'll be 2-0.
Yeah, so I don't know. They don't like him down there or something?
I just, you know, last year was not a banner year, but Michigan State is a program that has some patience. And you know that Jonathan Smith, yeah, they're 2-0. So, and by the way, they got Youngstown State. They're about to be 3-0, so... To say that Jonathan Smith is in any sort of danger at Michigan State, stop.
I've never even heard that.
No.
Apparently, their AD being fired liquidated half of Smith's buyout, cut it by 50%.
Okay. Was that recent, their AD?
That was in May.
Okay.
After one year?
Well, you know, the new AD, that's not his head coach.
No, it is not.
That's always a thing.
Yeah. Right. I just, like I said, this season is just it's setting up to be problematic because of the next 2 weeks. And by the way, I think this is the last Civil War on the books for a while.
Saw that.
If this goes bad, I don't know if maybe you look at maybe putting a pause on that.
It sort of feels like both the Civil War and Apple Cup may go away here.
It's possible. I mean, we'll see how this goes. Washington State beat them last year.
I thought they had at least another year of the Apple Cup, though.
I think the Apple Cup has another. I think they actually have
a couple years, maybe.
But I believe this is the last of the Civil Wars that are on the books.
We talked about this when they put it back on the schedule, because they didn't play it a couple years ago, right? The Civil War?
No, it's been played.
I think it's been.
I thought it's been played always.
No, I don't think there's ever been a break in it.
Well, we always had the. I thought there was, but anyway.
I don't think so.
We had the discussion of why are you. Like, if you're the Beavers, why do you want to play the Ducks? And if you're the Ducks, why do you want to play the Beavers?
Well, that happened when the league split, but they've never not played it.
And, of course, we talk about, you have to play it. It's, you know, keep the rivalry. And I remember talking about it at the time. I don't see why they would play now. I mean, I know history and all that, but things change. It sucks.
Yes.
But I think they should put it to bed. It's not an... I don't know. It's not the same.
Well, unfortunately, I think if you're Oregon State, it feels like this is going to be... one of those where you're getting a payday and they're getting a W. And I'm not certain if that's what you want.
But see, the thing about it is it's not, there's ebbs and flows to these rivalries.
Yes.
It's not always going to be close. You're basing it off of, well, if it's a good game or the teams are pretty close, then keep it. I don't think it can work that way in terms of scheduling.
I guess what I'm saying is you're entering in a world, the new Pac-12 deal is $6 million. And it goes up to 10 at the end. And that's total. The Big Ten deal is paying 80 and 90 mil. You just have to accept the fact that going forward, if you're an Oregon State fan, this is not going to be a game that you want to circle. This is going to be, it's going to be bad most years.
I just wouldn't play it. I don't, it's early in the season, so that loses some of the luster.
Yeah.
It's just not the same. So why are we holding on to the history of it just for the history?
It's one of those, if you think it's important to keep the in-state rival and you're okay with, like, you know, licking your wounds and then maybe once in a blue moon you rise up and try to pull an upset and grab one. But this gap is great and it's only going to keep getting bigger. And that's up to, I don't think Oregon minds it. I just don't know if it's in Oregon State's best interest, and I don't know what the fans think. I mean, that's above my pay grade. So, but I don't know. I think for Oregon State, you have bigger fish to fry right now, and that's just you have to find a stable footing. And I think you have a bare minimum. I give this thing another 6 weeks to make – if Bray doesn't have this thing figured out 4 or 5 weeks from now, I think you have to – you got to truncate this before the disease spreads.
Saw today, you know who's a big sharp play this week? Oregon State, +24.
Yeah.
Go ahead and bet the Beavs at your own peril, as we like to say on this
show. I'm not touching that. I'm just not.
Well, you know, the Sharps, you know, it's oftentimes about numbers. It's not about
it's
teams.
It's extracting value.
Yeah, and I think what they're saying is Texas Tech is now overvalued, and Oregon State is now undervalued.
And that makes sense. Oftentimes,
when you see you see these numbers, they get super inflated because the whole world thinks Texas Tech.
So maybe it's closer to 21, but I still don't want to sniff it.
And so that's what. So sharp bettors with big money, they'll just bet that because they get 3-point value.
If they see a big enough discrepancy, it's worth firing on. That's how you play the game.
They don't care about Oregon State or Texas Tech. They're just like, oh, that shouldn't be that way based on these numbers. And so the more bets they place like that, the more that they win.
Yeah.
But that's not to say this one particular one will win. You know what another one is Northwestern. A lot of people are on Northwestern.
Boy, again, I'm
not this guy.
I'm not touching that.
Not people.
I'm not touching that. I just... And I'll be interested to see Houston, too, because that's, you know, Houston's 2-0, right?
Wait, what are we talking about Houston?
Because we were talking about the Beavs, right? So Houston.
Oh, they play the Beavs.
So Oregon State, the next 2 weeks,
play Texas Tech and Oregon.
Yes.
And then they play Houston.
And then they play Houston.
Ah, okay.
And so, the next 2 weeks, it's going to be a bloodbath. And then, you get to the other side of it, and then there's Houston. And I haven't watched Houston, but they are 2-0. And so we're saying, on the other side of this, things should lighten up. I want to see what Houston does against Colorado, because if Houston looks pretty good, if you're Oregon State, you could be staring at two just colossal bad games here and then a really tough one with Houston. At some point, you have to find a way to turn the ship around, and it ain't getting turned around in the next 2 weeks, so... I think Trent Bray may be coaching for his life and the program's soul come Houston.
A lot of it depends on what it looks like, too. Because, look, it's just take Mike Gundy, for example.
Yeah.
You know, Oklahoma State comes to Oregon and loses 45-20.
Yeah.
It's a different conversation than Oklahoma State losing 69-3.
Yes.
So it does matter what happens at Texas Tech against Oregon. You have to look better. You have to minimize your special teams mistakes. Yeah. You have to minimize your penalties.
It's a fair point.
It's got to look better. Yes. Nobody expects you to win.
No.
But you have to.
You can't embarrass yourself.
And then if you look better in those two games, people will expect Houston.
Yeah.
That's where it's like, okay, you got to win.
Now you got to win.
But if they look just as dreadful as they did last week, it's nail in the coffin.
Yeah. It's a valid point. Valid point. It is funny that, 42-20, even though it's an ass kicking, maybe you can find some positive, but you're right.
69-3, dude.
Yeah.
It was the worst loss in Oklahoma State history.
Yeah. Yeah. The good thing about Texas Tech, as you mentioned, there's a look ahead game because they play Utah. And I don't know if Lanning wants to kick Oregon State when they're down. That doesn't seem like. Mm. You know,
that's an interesting angle.
Well, I mean,
I think you're right.
Oklahoma State was like hammer nail. You deserve this. I'm not certain. And he knows. He knows what's happening
he
over
does
there.
Know. And he already got his revenge for the
the loss.
Well, and the following week for them is Penn State. So you may be taking guys off the field anyways just to keep them fresh.
Right. So there may be some.
That's a good.
There may be
look ahead value right there.
You need
look at
some.
You
need
Oregon State +41.5.
You just. you got to find a way.
Oregon beat Oklahoma State 69-3. That was the biggest margin in Power 4 non-con since 1996.
Did you see the stat that in Oklahoma State history, it was their worst loss since 1907, and the following week, Oklahoma became a state?
Wait, it was Oklahoma State before they were a state?
Before they were officially a state. Oh. They were calling themselves that before they got the official federal go-ahead or whatever.
As Dan Lanning said, if you can come here and talk S. God. Next time, just shh.
Today, we're the ball.
Start being complimentary now.
All right. Let's go with the
rat. Let's go with the rat.
I do love that clip.
Let's go with the rat.
So great. He's all red-faced.
I know.
Today, we're the ball.
Let's look at the Heisman. Next, here's Buck.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Well, one last little college football Wednesday waffle here. Saw the Heisman odds for week three. Of course, always changing.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't think we went into this year with like a... It was a little soft.
Yeah, well, there was no major favorite.
No. And not a lot of great returning. Obviously, you know, Jeremiah Smith, but he's a receiver. Those are kind of tough to win. And
well, returning was Nussmeier, Klubnik.
Love, the running back out of Notre Dame, got some love, right? Well, Love got some love.
Yeah, he didn't have a huge game against Miami, though.
No, he did not.
John Mateer is now your Heisman favorite.
Oh, yeah. He's been great.
Yeah, and he's going to be there all year, I bet you. He's fun. He's kind of like Baker.
Yeah, well, and people are saying, like, much like Baker, who came into that year, not necessarily overly hyped, and Baker worked his way to the number one pick. They're saying Mateer has got a chance to work himself into a first-round pick.
Really? I was going to ask, is he a big NFL prospect?
He wasn't, and so I try to keep my kind of ear on draft buzz, and there's more and more chatter that I hear, and I got a lot of draft stuff is just groupthink this early on, but there's definitely some buzz where people are like, he keeps doing this, And he's going to get some, he's going to be that guy that started the year not really being a draft guy and moving up into a first round pick. I don't know about number one overall pick, but.
I always think that's weird because college success doesn't necessarily mean, like, in other words, why does he move up so much just by being good at Oklahoma? He was already good. I think you already know his measurables.
I think the idea is that when you see him at Washington State versus when you see him at Oklahoma and you see the evolution and people like the way he moves around and he's showing off a little more of his arm and the ability to throw the ball. It's just the more you look at something, you either pick it apart or you start to kind of fall in love with it. I think the other thing is some of the QBs that we kind of thought were going to be the top three or four picks. Look, Arch Manning right now, there's some real questions from generational number one pick to what are we doing here? I definitely, there's some questions on Klubnik right now. After the first 2 weeks, people were like, dude, this is not what I want to see. Carson Beck came into last year with a lot of hype, kind of was supposed to be a top pick. So I think not only has Mateer helped himself, I think some of the others that were in front of him have kind of come back. So, you know.
So he's the fave.
It seems like he's the fave. And I know Dante Moore is going to be climbing some ladders.
Mateer is 9-1. Although, actually, he's tied. He's tied with Nussmeier,
yeah.
LSU. They're 9-1. Carson Beck is now 10-1. Mm-hmm. And that's not a bad bet.
No.
Because if he stays healthy, he's mm-hmm. good. And they're going to put up a lot of points. And then Moore, 11-1.
Yeah.
Dante Moore, he's fourth.
Well, it's the idea of if Oregon just keeps stomping mud holes in everybody and their schedule is very, very manageable. I mean, whether you think he's the best quarterback or not, they keep putting up 50 plus points. And if you think Oregon is the best team in the country, put a sawbuck on it now, because if they go to Penn State and he takes care of business, those odds are going to start to shrink it. Because the next 2 weeks are going to be whatever. And so he will have a chance on a national stage, white out the big... Is that the Big Noon?
That's right. Yeah, I think they may be going for their show there, but because of white out, they might be doing the game later.
Okay. So it could be one of those where he goes into that, dominates the dojo, and all of a sudden he becomes the national story. It only takes one. You know, Heisman candidacies are often built on one game, like a buzz.
4:30 kick for that one.
And that's going to be the one that everyone's watching. Penn State and Oregon should both be undefeated, like a top five, top six matchup. And if he goes in there and slays Penn State in the whiteout, the hype train will have left the station.
Yeah, I just think that's too early in the season. It's usually late in the year, like November. Big games in November mm-hmm. is what moves the needle the most in the Heisman.
Yeah, it's true.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So who do they? Who's the Oregon's November skid?
Well, the two at the end that he can punctuate.
Oh, USC and Washington.
Yeah. And if USC and Washington both have nice seasons, that game, potentially could have playoff potential.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Yeah.
But you also have a chance to kind of make your indelible moment early in the season and have that on everyone's mind the rest of the way. I agree. You need those November performances too. But going into Penn State's number two. If you go into the number two team in the country and you put up three or four touchdowns, that could get some serious momentum going.
All right. This man won the lottery. Next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, the Ducks unis are out for Northwestern.
Yeah.
They look cool.
Looking clean.
Yeah, yellow pants, the old, well, it's a new helmet, but it's a homage to the old helmet.
Yeah, it's just the
yellow one.
Yeah, it's the yellow one. Now, I prefer when they go yellow with the interlocking UNO, but this is just the O on the yellow helmet.
And in recent years, they've gone to a more kind of goldenrod yellow than the super highlighter lightning yellow. This is that more classic 90s look.
Yeah, looks good. White jerseys. It's going to be great.
I have said this many a time. I was not a fan when Oregon went through the weird Joey Harrington era.
Six different shades of green.
Hated it. Yeah. I don't like when they do a lot of the dumb Webfoot or the steel, like that crap. But lately, dude, their stuff is sharp. This kind of whatever this version of it, kind of with the retro colors, it's a good look. And this is popular. They built the brand. I saw there was a kid at USC. I don't remember what his name is, but he's one of their starters. And I follow some USC reporters, and they were asking him, because the schedule is pretty soft early for USC, and they kind of alluded to, hey, you know, you get into Big Ten play, what game are you looking forward to? And he said Oregon. Oh, he said without a doubt. He goes, everyone, you want to go to Oregon. And he just said the stadium, the Nike, the facilities, the uniforms, he goes, that's where everyone wants to go. And I just thought that was interesting. That's a USC player. Like, no, it's Oregon.
They did a cool thing. At Big Ten Media Day this year, where they basically just kind of had like shotgun questions for every player representing all the teams, like who has the coolest stadium, who has the best uniforms. And then they like tallied which school scored the most and everything. And like, with the exception of maybe two of the 16 guys, all of them said Oregon. I grew up on those uniforms. They've been fresh my entire life. That's what it is now.
Yeah, they built a weird, like, it's strange now being old men to hear kids that are, you know, 17, 18, 19 years old that grew up in a completely different era. And Oregon to them is kind of still the... You started hearing it a number of years ago where people were like, it's my dream school. Tez Johnson, right, said that when he was coming out. He goes, dude, Oregon was my dream school. I mean, you got kids from Florida saying that. They went out and got the number one and number the 2 years in a row, they got the number one player from the state of Alabama. Like, what? Yeah. You got 2 5-star kids in the state of Alabama back-to-back years, and they signed at Oregon? That's just a weird world that we're living in.
We spend to win.
Saban even said something about that. I don't think he was necessarily like crying about NIL, but he said, you have kids now that grew up in Louisiana, Alabama, wanting to go here. But all of a sudden, because of the NIL and there's only so much money to be spread around, he goes, I can go play at Ohio State. So it hasn't evened the playing field across all teams, but it certainly has stopped the stranglehold of some of the SEC stockpiling of talent. That's 100% true.
All right. 9 o'clock kick, Saturday, fan, be there. Or just be here. Be huddled around your radio, okay?
Yeah.
What time does the...
We have like 9 million hours of coverage.
Yeah, what time do we start at midnight then?
Oh, I don't know. I'll go check the schedule on the... I think we start at 8?
Yeah, it starts early.
Well, the game's at 9, right?
Oh, no, the game's 9 our time. Yeah, it's going to start at like 6?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So when you wake 5? Up...
They got you slotted for the midnight to 1 p.m. or 1 a.m.
I used to do TV, and we'd have to wait for the last because we did the a Pac-12 wrap-up show on Comcast.
What an opportunity.
And we'd have to wait for, I think it was 20 minutes after the last Pac-12 game. So some of those Pac-12 After Dark games, there were times that me and Jordan, Kent, we would go on the air at like 12:40.
Wow.
I've done that on for Ducks post-game shows. When they had a couple of 8 o'clock kickoffs and games that went 4 hours. And like then we have to wait for the Ducks post-game show like from IMG first with Jerry and Jorgie and those guys. And we're going on after midnight.
Yeah. You can sleep when you die.
But at 6 a.m., you can get your Ducks game day coverage starting
with cutting our coverage
dirt.
A little short, are we?
We were. I was. Yeah. Huh.
6 a.m. Well, no, that's only 3 hours of pregame. Where's our 7 hours of
pregame? I think they thought maybe Ducks fans aren't going to wake up at 5 a.m. to start their ferry game.
You should not wake up at 5 a.m. to listen to Northwestern. Or
you should wake up at 5 a.m. to do anything.
How many people will wake up at 5 a.m. and turn on the fan?
Only the devoted ones.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're out making deliveries. I don't know.
Yeah, you could be on the job, I guess. Yeah.
But right when you wake up, 5 a.m. Well, I mean, gotta get to that radio.
The donut shop that got it on while they're baking the donuts.
I turn on Dirt and Sprague when I walk the dog. That's not at 5, but it's when I wake up.
Dirt and Sprague aren't on at 5.
No, they are not.
They're not?
No, they start at 6 a.m.
6.
Maybe that's the rule. We just can't do any programming before 6.
They should go 5 to 10.
Seems like a...
Sure.
That big 5 a.m. crowd.
If the demand is there.
9 people on the road.
I have one more story for you, okay. And then we'll move on to the club. Did you see what happened with Neymar, the Brazilian soccer star?
I don't think I did.
So he is probably worth a lot of money.
Yes.
Because, well, yeah. He's Neymar.
Yeah. Soccer players make more money than anybody.
Apparently, he is on the verge of an unprecedented fortune.
Okay.
Worth $420 million right now.
Okay. I want you to think about it. This guy is worth $420 million. Mm-hmm. There is an unidentified Brazilian billionaire who recently died.
Okay.
He bequeathed Neymar all of his possessions, despite the fact that they have never met or communicated.
No.
That's crazy.
He left it all to Neymar.
Oh, my God.
Does he not have any family or friends?
Boy, is that not the biggest F you to your family of all time?
It's like, sorry, kids, this is going to Barry Bonds.
Now, this is in euros, but it's $846 million.
So that's over $1 billion.
Apparently is what's
going on. More than double his net worth.
Can you believe that?
How much
was it? What a come up!
800 what?
846 million euros.
Jeez. Why, like...
Local sources indicate that the deceased businessman chose Neymar as the sole heir due to his admiration for Neymar's close relationship with his father, which reminded him of his late father, in addition to the fact that the player is single and has no children, which made him feel a personal sympathy.
Bless you.
Excuse me, I had to sneeze.
Gesundheit.
Which made him feel a personal sympathy towards him.
Mm. By the way, I hate to be the bearer of bad news to Neymar.
Not a billion?
It is not $1 billion.
How much is it?
It is only $989.5 million.
Fell just short. So he's over $1 billion now with that, though. God, can you imagine that? You just get a call one day, or I don't know. How do they inform you of that?
I think it's just like there's
a lawyer calls you?
A lawyer calls you.
He's like, look, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, you're in this will.
Are you Neymar?
Well, that's the thing is, like, if you're anyone but Neymar and you get that, you probably tell him to go F. You're like, dude, get out of here. Like, no lawyer, like, hey, I'm an attorney and I'm reaching out to you because some dude that you never met left you $900 million. You'd be like, no, I'm not. That's stupid.
So does Neymar have to visit this guy's gravesite now? Or, like,
stipulations?
I mean, do you give a lot of it away? Do you give it back to the, like, are there family members that are going to be pissed? And then you give them money back to them?
If I was Neymar and I got $900 million and this guy did have family, I would give it back to the, well, I wouldn't know if I'd give it all back.
I don't know.
But what if he's not giving it to him because he hates him or something?
Exactly. Or maybe they wronged the man.
I didn't even think about that.
He probably cut him out of the
will. Like, if he has family and he's not giving it to him, there's probably a reason.
Okay, so I'm going to chop off my cocaine and whores budget. And then after that, kids' charities, solving, you know,
kids.
Like world hunger, and then probably some more cocaine and whores, and then like a yacht, then back to some causes. I don't know. What could you do with $1 billion? I actually try to make a difference in the world.
Well, he's already worth half a billion.
I know, but you know. Hey, this is extra. This is fun money. It's fun money. Maybe set up a nice trust for somebody.
Wouldn't that be something,
you
though?
You make Kansas a dominant football program.
Oh, we got David Booth.
Yeah, you're fine.
Wouldn't it be something if you just got that from some random listener one day? We have a billionaire listener who's like, you know what?
Turns out Jensen Huang is a big-time primetime fan, he's just like, you know what? I want Sook to have my billions.
Yeah.
God.
Rob can have a little, too.
Yeah, that's like me thinking that I'm winning that lottery. I'm sure you have better chances of winning.
Hey, you didn't win.
You got better chances of Jensen Huang giving you his inheritance because he likes primetime than of winning the lottery.
I don't think so.
I think so.
No.
The fact that he has a connection to the state of Oregon, there's a better chance he has heard you on the radio and likes you than you winning the 1 in 292 million of the Powerball. You know, better chance.
I got to say, that's a decent question. With the odds of the lottery being so long, he went to Oregon State.
No.
He's probably,
doesn't mean it's a good chance. Maybe it's 1 in 291 million, but it's better than 1 in 292 million.
We need like a statistician guy to come up with the odds that a billionaire leaves you, you know, $1 billion as opposed to we know the odds of the lottery.
Well,
one
there
in
are only how many billionaires are there? There's not that
telling
many.
You the odds
but
are better.
There's also 7 billion people on the planet. Your odds of the lottery are 1 in 292 point something.
Odds
million.
Of this conversation getting back to Jensen Huang better than you winning the lottery. I bet.
Hey, Jensy baby.
Okay, the conversation getting back to him doesn't mean that.
Well, that ups your chances, wouldn't it?
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Having a billionaire here that the shiny-headed bald guy wants your $1 billion, that doesn't help
Not
me.
Saying it's a good chance, just better than 1 in 292 million.
There are 2,781 billionaires worldwide.
They're not giving you $1 billion.
But if one of them likes your show, enough.
So you already have a 1 in 2,781 chance? I don't think it works that way.
I don't think the math is math.
It's not.
How many of them have even heard our
Now, I will tell you, does this help?
You have a billionaire friend.
I was neighbors for many years, and we were quite friendly. We still chat from time to time with a billionaire. He's like the fourth richest man in the state of
Washington.
How
do you know he hasn't bequeathed all of his
Henry
fortune to you?
Well, he does have a wife and kid. I'm assuming that they're getting it, but Henry, buddy, you know, you spare a little. I don't even need a bill. Like, it'll break me off a couple mil. That'd be great.
Well, I, for one, think NVIDIA is the most amazing company, and Jensen Huang has done the most amazing things in the world.
He's a visionary. Yeah.
He's a visionary.
I'm more of a Zoom Info guy myself, and I think Zoom Info is really the bastion of corporate success and hard work and just... And not only that, but Henry Shuck is a devastatingly handsome man, a dedicated father, a wonderful husband, a hell of a good neighbor.
Your chances just got better than
winning
the lottery.
Tell you that right now. Think that Huang guy is kind of full of it, to be honest with you.
How much is he worth?
Oh, I think they said
Jensen?
A couple hundred billion.
I prefer a blue-collar billionaire.
But
frankly,
it's all NVIDIA, but...
Yeah, I prefer a blue-collar
148 billion.
Yeah, oh, it's too much. It's too much.
Well, I tell you what, if by chance Buck was right, he's changing that now. Grab the eraser, honey. Cutting this guy out.
Yeah. Whoops.
Imagine Jensen Huang having a wife who doesn't know how to use Google to find out her husband's net worth. You want to do the club?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Let's see what we got here for you. Oh, 10 ways kids were disciplined in the 70s.
Well, that's not going to be good.
Might be fun.
And 15 cool accidental inventions.
Viagra.
That is one.
Oh.
Post-it notes.
Yeah.
That's another one.
Whiteout too, I think.
What is happening right now?
Yeah, we know our Buck knows about that, and I know apparently about boner pills.
The club is next on 105.1 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team.
It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.